Lane. Lyrics formed in my mind, words of lust, regret, pain, and pure unadulterated love morphed into verses and appeared on the music sheet before me. Intermittent chords flowed from my fingers, made tangible by the keys of the grand piano. I jotted down notes as I heard them, sealing them to the words. The pen in my hand couldn't move fast enough to write. I'd been writing this song for about 6 months now. No one knew about it. I only worked on it when no one else was around. At the time, I'd thought it would be a good idea to put my emotions down on paper, but now I didn't know anymore. Every time I read them, a sick feeling gnawed inside of me, chomping away, tormenting, haunting. It was a ballad, a love song, a sad song, a brooding tune, a melody that no one would probably ever hear, just my morbid form of meditation needing an outlet. At least, that's what I told myself. I wasn't always easy to get along with these days. I knew this. No one had to tell me, and I found it particularly difficult when it came to certain people. I'd had my share of relationships, or should I say my share of women. In all my 220 years, I didn't think I'd ever had a serious relationship with a woman, vampire or human. Some might call me a monster, but does a monster have a conscience, or no regret, fear the absence of dignity? I'd been on this planet for a long time, long enough to know that there was no remedy for self-abhorrence, no therapeutic massage or bath crystals could ever tame the imprints of depression as they embedded their way into each and every one of my nerve endings on a daily basis.